Well, good morning to clients and friends of Planning for Life and Living Money. This is Jeremy Deeds, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner, with my weekly commentary from Monday the 25th of February 2013. And I want this morning, being the last Monday of the month, to talk about financial planning and especially why we plan. But before we do so, I just want to comment very briefly on Moody's downgrade of the UK's credit status last Friday. As you know, the credit agency downgraded the UK and it lost its AAA status. My view is that this should not come as any surprise. We've been talking about the impact of a debt-fueled recession for some time, and there have been many instances when I've quoted research which shows that on average it takes at least 7 years for an economy to recover from a debt-fueled crisis such as the one that we suffered in 2008. 7 years obviously takes us up to 2015, and Moody's are citing 2016 at the earliest, when the UK may well get back on a growth path. So, as I say, there shouldn't be any surprise, and in the short term, the downgrade is probably not going to have a huge effect on the markets. In fact, it's already been priced in, but obviously I'll be talking much more about this next week when I do my review of the last month on the markets. Anyway, let's turn now to financial life planning. And I want to talk this morning about why we plan. I think one of the things we have to bear in mind, of course, is that we can only plan for those things that we can control. We can't plan for those things that we can't control, and we can't obviously control the country's credit rating. But what we can do is control our asset allocation to make sure, for instance, in our portfolios, that it is appropriate for the circumstances in which we live. We can't control inflation, but we can control our spending. We can't control interest rates, but we can control the amount of debt that we hold. So we're only planning for those things that we can control, but why should we plan? Well, I think the first thing is so that we can become financially well organized, which means that we are fully aware of what our financial circumstances are. We should at least be able to produce a set of financial statements, including a balance sheet, a list of our assets and liabilities and our net worth, and a cash flow statement, what we're earning and what we're spending, which should tell us whether we are in negative cash flow or positive cash flow. It should really be an audit for both our financial products and our financial lives as well. The next and key reason is so that we can achieve our most profound life goals in the shortest possible time. This really is what financial life planning is all about. It's not so much to do with financial goals, it's to do with life goals. Life goals obviously translate into financial goals, but ultimately we're talking about achieving our most profound life goals in the shortest possible pace of time. And for that we need to plan. As the old adage goes, those who fail to plan, plan to fail. The third reason, just as important really, is to ensure our long-term financial security. Every decision we make about money today has an impact on our finances way, way down the line in the future. And one of the things we have to do is to ensure our long-term financial security. We have to be responsible for that. As time goes on, the state is going to be less and less supportive of what we do, and we're going to have to look after ourselves. So whilst planning to achieve our most profound goals in the shortest possible space of time, we also need to be planning our long-term financial security and being responsible for that. And the fourth reason, of course, is to deal with life's setbacks. Things are always going to go wrong, and we need to ensure that we have the financial resources in place, whether it be through liquidity or insurance products or whatever, to be able to deal with those setbacks. So where do financial products fit into this? Well, they come in at the very end, and we put them into the various slots in the plan to achieve and implement the plan. And really what we're doing with planning is making sure that over the course of our lifetimes we have the right money in the right place at the right time to be able to live the life that we want to lead. That's it for me. Next week I'll be talking about the markets and reviewing the markets in February. Just remember, please, that Planning for Life is authorised to provide financial advice and is regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Living Money is not authorised and provides financial coaching and educational services. Have a very good week, and I'll speak to you next week. Take care.